This is Suzanne Ito for ACLU.org. 287G refers to the section of the Immigration and Naturalization Act that allows local law enforcement agencies to partner with Immigration and Customs Enforcement, known as ICE, to enforce federal immigration law. Under this agreement, local law enforcement officers are allowed to detain and question certain individuals and screen them to determine their immigration status. Since its inception, the 287G program has drawn sharp criticism from federal officials, law enforcement, and community groups because the program has caused illegal racial profiling and interfered with law enforcement's ability to implement sound community policing practices. Despite these problems, which affect U.S. citizens as well as documented and undocumented immigrants, the Obama administration has expanded the 287G program. There are now more than 70 jurisdictions that have 287G agreements with ICE. On March 23, 2010, the ACLU of Georgia released a report on racial profiling in Gwinnett County. The report is based on interviews with community members directly affected by racial profiling in Gwinnett County, as well as public records requests issued to law enforcement agencies in Gwinnett. The report comes a few months after the implementation of the 287G program in Gwinnett and follows the introduction of anti-racial profiling legislation in Georgia. Back in October 2009, the ACLU of Georgia also came out with a report on the effect of the implementation of 287G on the community in Cobb County. The editor of both reports, Azadeh Shashahani, is the director of the National Security and Immigrants' Rights Project at the ACLU of Georgia. Azadeh will talk about how local enforcement of immigration laws has led to widespread racial profiling, torn families apart, and threatened public safety. What would you say are the major problems with having local police enforce immigration laws?
Well, if people are afraid of the police, they won't want to come forward to report crimes, whether they are the victims or witnesses to a crime. Furthermore, having the police, local police, enforce federal immigration laws would lead to the diverting of police resources away from going after violent felons, and rather into pursuing people for minor violations, such as traffic violations. Also, the 287G program has created an incentive for police departments to start enforcing federal immigration laws when they really don't have sufficient training to make immigration status determinations. So the result is that the police use racial profiling in order to make determinations about an individual's status, and many times they will base it on whether the person looks or sounds Latino or has an accent or has a so-called foreign appearance. So we have had legal permanent residents and citizens who have been stopped by the police minor traffic violations and have been asked to prove their legal status and then been accused of producing fraudulent documentation.
The ACLU of Georgia came out with a report about the effects of the 287G program on the community in Cobb County. How has that program affected the community?
So as our report documented, the program has led to an atmosphere of terror in Cobb County and has made the community less safe. Community members going about their business, whether it was driving to church or shopping, have been stopped for no reason and they've been harassed. And this has led to increasing isolation for immigrant communities and such fear that community members are reluctant to contact any authority figure. For example, we interviewed a woman who had been subjected to harassment by the police on her way back home from a family outing to the park. She was then subsequently so afraid of police contact that she tried to put out the fire in her kitchen herself rather than call 911. And in Gwinnett, we also saw the same type of pattern. One woman had her car broken into but did not want to call the police. So this lack of trust in law enforcement should be of concern to all residents of Gwinnett and Cobb, as it has led to less safe communities.
Why do you think it's especially problematic for police to enforce immigration laws in Georgia?
So in Georgia, the problem is compounded because not only is there not any meaningful federal oversight, but there is also no oversight at the local or county level that we have seen. In addition, anti-racial profiling legislation of the kind that exists elsewhere in other states, mandating the collection of data upon traffic stops related to a person's race or background, does not exist in Georgia.
Is there a way in which people can hold police accountable for profiling people based on what they look or sound like under the 287G agreement?
One way to hold the police accountable is through filing a complaint with the Department of Homeland Security and the Department of Justice. The Department of Homeland Security needs to hear from communities about the problem of racial profiling so that they will, in turn, stop the expansion of the 87G program and other programs that encourage the police to enforce federal immigration laws.
What are the ACLU's recommendations to both law enforcement and lawmakers in regards to local police enforcing immigration laws?
Well, one of our main recommendations would be for law enforcement to revert to a policy of having federal immigration laws enforced only by federal immigration officials and leave police to the job of protecting our communities. They should also work on regaining the trust of Latino and immigrant communities in their local jurisdictions so that they feel safe coming forward and reporting crimes, which is in turn going to make the whole community safer. That way, less resources will be spent on going after minor offenses.
Thanks for listening to this ACLU podcast. To learn more about 287G agreements and racial profiling, go to aclu.org. And to learn more about the ACLU of Georgia's report, go to aclugA.org.